When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We begin front and center this morning with Thought Leader Thursday. Doug Myers is here. He's the Senior Vice President and the Chicago Private Client Market Leader at Associated Bank. Doug is back with us. Doug, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here. Good morning to you.
And happy holidays to you as
Thank
well.
Thank you, you as well.
It's the holiday season. I saw a statistic recently, $201.9 trillion last year, global personal wealth, according to Boston Consulting Group. It was a good year for a lot of folks.
It was, and it's interesting to see, you know, we're 10 years after the Great Recession, and it's amazing to see the amount of wealth that's been accumulated since the 10 years. And, you know, it was gloom and doom, and we weren't sure what was going to happen 10 years ago. And fast forward to now, and you look at what's happened in this country and in China, the wealth growth is just phenomenal. In fact, the U.S. now has 40% of the world's millionaires, which is four times the individual that China has with assets over $50 million, which is a very big number for an individual. But that number continues to grow, and the United States continues to grow in terms of its wealth, business, and assets.
I want to dive into a little bit of this, but first I want to kind of get your sense of where the wealth is being generated. Is it people having a good time in the stock market? Is it business profits? Where's the wealth coming from?
You know, traditionally, and I think it still plays out in today's numbers, that the small business owners, when you sell a business and, you know, pass it on to the family, and then maybe the second or third generation ends up selling the company, that's been always the majority of how the wealth is accumulated in this country. And certainly the market has had a nice run in the past 10 years and hopefully will continue this year. Lately, it's been a little volatile. But if you look at historical levels, you know, your 20-year return in the stock market's about 9.8%, almost 10%, which is a good number. But I think the majority of wealth in this country has always been small business creation.
So as we look at all of this wealth, give us a sense of how this is impacting your business.
Well, it certainly impacts it in a very positive way. And we have, as a bank and as financial counselors, we have to certainly add value to our clients' relationships with the bank, and that goes in the form of financial planning. It goes in the form of asset management and investment management. And a lot of these wealthy families have family offices, and to add value to the offices, you have to provide services that make sense for them in terms of alternative investments, in terms of financial planning. I mean, they need help, and they need personal relationships with a bank in how they handle their wealth. And so it creates challenges, but it also creates opportunities for us to grow with them.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What are the challenges that are out there? And then we'll get into some of the opportunities as well, but let's start with
the challenges. I think the challenges are how to be relevant and continue to grow. And, you know, if you look at the investment world, there's a lot of new investments opportunities that come out. For example, alternative investments could include private equity, it could include real estate, it could include even investing in equity with closely held businesses like Uber and Airbnb are two examples that everybody has heard of. And a lot of private banks now are helping family offices invest in these private companies. And, you know, there's a continuing tech boom in the markets worldwide, not just the United States, but China and the UK and Canada is really growing in their tech world. And so I think this creates opportunities for families to invest in private companies.
And that's sort of, is that a new trend? I mean, what's the history behind that?
It's fairly new. I think it's really grown in the past 10 years. I think private equity and private capital has really, you know, water seeks its own level. And I think as investors want to get out of the volatility of the market sometimes, they'll invest in certain private companies.
Has the money that people lost after 2008, have they made all of that back? And are people in better positions today?
They've made it back and then some.
And then some, yeah. And so they're kind of coasting forward. So that moves us to the opportunities. In addition to the private
investments? What are some of the other opportunities?
Absolutely. And I wouldn't say coast because it's a rocky road.
Right.
As
maybe roller coaster is a better word.
That's a great word. And I think if you look at recent volatility, it certainly people question where they can put their money in terms of a more stable growth opportunity. Absolutely.
Some of the rules have changed as well for the better.
Well, they have been for the better, and I think as the banks have continued to grow, the bigger banks have actually gotten bigger. Compliance has been an issue the past 10 years that we face, and compliance and risk management is everything in a bank. And you know, we face a lot of issues. We've talked about cybersecurity and issues like that, and I think that the banks have continued to beef up their compliance and risk groups to manage this.
We have heard a lot about possible ways that this could come to a halt or slow down. Any of those on your radar screen right now? Anything that we should be worried about?
Well, they are. And I think when we look at all the headwinds right now, you've got escalating trade wars. You have the uncertainty around Brexit, which is Britain's exit from the global or from the European Union. You have rising nationalism, and you have rising interest rates. And I think all those are headwinds. And I think that, you know, to work around those headwinds, it's going to be a challenge in the next year or two.
We often talk about millennials. I know we've kind of in this conversation before mentioned millennials, too. At what point do millennials become a big factor in wealth management in the work that you do?
I think they already are becoming a big factor. And as you look at there's going to be in the next 10 years the biggest transfer of wealth in this country's ever seen. And those, once again, are the small businesses that are passing the business on to the next generation. And those are the millennials. And I think we're going to see the millennials continue to impact the markets. And they have a different way of thinking in terms of technology and in terms of investing. And I think that's going to be a challenge for us to address.
Specifically how? I mean, millennials like to use the new tech, whether it's the artificial intelligence or one of these other apps or something like that. Is it that? I know because we talked about, too, the importance of the personal touch.
It is, and banks are spending millions and millions of dollars to address the tech issue and to serve the millennials. And it's things like internet banking, which now seems, you know, very traditional, but mobile banking is the big next frontier, and all the banks are spending millions of dollars in keeping their mobile banking platform refreshed and keep it growing. And you've got to serve the millennials. They're not coming into the branches like before, and they have different ideas in terms of payments, in terms of bill payments, in terms of how they do their banking. And especially on the wealth management side, I know the millennials are looking at different things, you know, to manage their wealth. And we have to keep changing to be able to service that market.
I was taken by one of these articles talking about the wealth. And we were talking earlier about the sources of the wealth. Marijuana, the legalization of marijuana from Canada and in states in the United States where it's become legal, that's created a bunch of new millionaires. And that's going to be the trend moving
absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. And especially in Canada, I know the market is very frothy right now with the marijuana companies. And the same with California and Colorado. And as I know, that business continues to be legalized in other states. It's going to do nothing but grow, and it creates opportunities and challenges for the banks. Right now, the banks aren't really allowed on a federal level to be involved in those kind of businesses, and so these companies are trying to find ways to get financing to be able to do their daily banking. And I know Colorado was looking at the S&L sector to service that business, and there's been a lot of talk around that, but nothing's really been solved right now on that front.
Is that going to have to be a solution that comes from the federal government?
Probably at some time.
Yeah.
I know Canada's also been very aggressive in the Bitcoin business, and I know that's created a lot of wealth and a lot of volatility in the market and a lot of concern about how regulated that business is.
I wanted to, if we could, review the year, because this is the last time I think we'll talk to you for the year. What has stood out from the last year as impacting you and the work that you do every day? Events, people, things, issues?
Well, the market has certainly, I think, especially in the last half of this year, has introduced a new level of volatility that we probably weren't expecting. A lot of it has to do with the headwinds I mentioned. You know, the trade wars is a big deal. And I just read in the papers yesterday that the president might sit down with the president of Japan this weekend, or China, excuse me, and talk about what they can do on the trade wars. And I think he might be softening a little bit given the recent General Motors closures and cutbacks they're facing. And I think that, you know, once again, the Brexit thing leaves a lot of people, you don't know what's really going to happen, and that's creating the volatility. But we've had a strong market so far this year. We've given back most of our gains. For example, last year, I think the S&P 500 was around 9.5%. This year, we had swings, and I think we've given back most of our returns this year. I think year-to-date, we're sitting at 3% right now, maybe just a little under that at 2.8%. But I think that, you know, hopefully we can smooth out the volatility for next year, and hopefully the headwinds won't be as strong.
Do you have a prediction, any predictions for next year?
I don't make predictions, but I hope we can, certainly we continue to diversify and manage people's portfolios. And in our financial planning process, we have to take that into account and, you know, risk adjust our portfolio.
Doug, this is a great conversation as always. How can people reach out to you to do this one-on-one?
Well, we certainly have a strong wealth group here in Chicago, and we invite anyone to have a conversation with us around the asset management, investment management, and more importantly, the financial planning is a good start.
Email where they can get a hold of you? Or
absolutely. It's doug.myers@associatedbank.com.
Doug, it's good chatting with you. Have a good holiday.
Thank you, Steve. Good to see you. Thank you.
Doug Myers, the Senior Vice President and the Chicago Private Client Market Leader at Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader conversation. Remember, you can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com on the WGN opening bell page, and also follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter, and head over to AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership for more on our thought leaders and more conversations there as well.